First, though, there is a Facebook phenomenon going on out there about finding out what song was number one in the charts on the day you were born. That's the essence of this. So, okay. We'll play that game.
I thought it, I'd never heard of it before, and I guess I don't have enough friends to where they've led me to that game on Facebook.
It's kind of been bouncing around for a little while.
Yeah, this website's been out there for years.
Yeah.
Where you just type in your birthday, and it'll give you an entire list of songs all the way back to the, I think, 30s and 40s.
Or it goes back a while, yeah.
Whenever they started keeping track of these things of, on your birthday, what the number one song in the country was at that time.
Boy, that's...
Mine was The Studio by Phil Collins.
What year was that?
Oh, 85.
No. Oh, no.
You like it that he was born in 85?
You know, I'd never thought of that till now.
Well, this, I thought this was fun because it does kind of put it into perspective. And I really am excited to hear Mike's, which we're going to get to next week.
Yeah, Mike's will be funny. Now, the way that we're going to do this is a little bit different. You basically pulled this, Danny. You pulled all of our birthday songs.
Mm-hmm.
And up through the age of what? 21?
From the day you're born until the day you are old enough to drink, which is really what I like to call my second birthday.
Mm-hmm.
All of the songs leading up to that that were number one on the charts. Some of them really cool. Some of them, I don't know. Some of them are downright embarrassing. And what I wanted to do is collectively, between the three of us, find out who has the best birthday song ratio, good to bad.
Okay.
Would you like to start with number one?
Yeah.
All right. March 23rd, 1968, the day that I was cannonballed across the room out of my mommy's sleeve of enjoyment. This was something that you might have heard on the radio during that time, and I think this one's really cool. And iPod up.
I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay.
Yeah, you win with this.
Mike, is this a win?
Totally.
Awesome.
One of the greatest songs of that year.
You
were, of course, Dock of the Bay by the great Otis Redding.
You were 18 at the time.
Yes. And soul music was a big player in my scene. And this was a wonderful soul song.
I wonder if this song was number one for a while.
I don't know. No idea. All right, let's... Quickly
it was
move,
his biggest hit.
Quickly move through these. Okay, when I was 1 year old, I looked at this song, and I've never heard of the artist, never heard of the song until right now.
Are you kidding me?
Don't know this tune.
This is the first time you're ever going to hear this.
Unless it's something that I have heard, and I just don't know the artist
and title.
I'm telling
you, when you gave this to me, I'd not heard of it either.
Okay.
But when I played it, I was like, I think I've heard it once.
Okay, let's hear it.
But it's so hard to talk to you with fellas hanging around.
It's when you're one?
Yeah. You know this, Mike?
Hang on. You will.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you heard this?
Dizzy by Tommy Rowe.
Yes.
No, I don't know this one.
You've never heard this? I've heard this chorus. I know somewhere in the recesses of my brain that...
Well, this is the end of a great decade.
This
very
is number
tumultuous
one for you
decade.
For 69?
Yeah. Now...
He had better.
I don't know. I'm going to vote that this sucks.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Mike?
Yeah.
All right.
Awful.
So, thumbs down on that one. All right. Let's move on to the year 1970, and we have Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. I'm giving it a check.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's a great one.
Yes.
Okay. 71. Me and Bobby McGee, great song.
Awesome.
Janis Joplin. All right. You going to give that one a check or no? It's a great song. I know you
got
her.
Lucky with that, though. Man,
it's a great song, but she's a beating.
You've seen your list, though, and how weird it can be. He's got some good ones.
I'm getting lucky, but it all goes to hell in the 80s.
Oh, no.
All right. 72, A Horse with No Name, America.
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Victory.
Michael?
Yeah.
Come on.
Shut up over there.
Quit being
mean. It's a number one song, so you're obviously going to be sick of it. But you have to look. You can't look at it that way. These are
all
songs
right,
that are
okay,
played on the radio.
Okay.
He wins with that.
Okay. Now let's go to 1973, my first year of kindergarten. This song has recently been ruined for me because of a beer commercial, but at the time I bet this was some pretty cool stuff. And you play this one.
Yeah. It's a Coors Light beer commercial, yeah, but it's a cool song.
Kind of a predicator to the disco era, too.
How old were you here?
About five.
Great voice. Who's the lead singer of the OJs?
OJ Simpson.
That's right. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Backed up by OJ McDuffie.
OJ! Okay. In 74, first grade, Dark Lady by Cher.
Not familiar with it. Are you?
Yeah.
How does it go?
I don't know.
Help us out. Good. We'll help you out with songs that you don't know.
I can't sing it, but...
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't either. It was no good.
Dark Lady.
All right, I'm going to give this one thumbs down.
Yeah, it's got to suck.
All right, next. Another one. Never heard of the artist. Never heard of the song.
What is it?
It's one that you're going to play. Oh, we didn't pull this one.
No, you didn't tell me to pull that one.
Okay. The song is Lady Marmalade by La Belle Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
What is that?
Hey, sister. You've heard it a million times.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You know what? They did a remake of that.
Yeah, I think Christina Aguilera
did it with Chicago or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those that I know that you've heard before.
Yeah, you have.
Does it have cool factor, though? Is it good or bad?
No, it's
bad?
No, it's good.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
Would I hate
it? It's Danny.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Food, so say so,
oh, God, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong
so
with
I want
it.
I want to have a cool list, so if I'm saying it's negative, I'm playing the game right.
You've heard of Patti LaBelle.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that
you just thought it was
terrible.
LaBelle?
It was just, oh, LaBelle Rhapsody. You can get LaBelle on Rhapsody and iTunes. It's like, who's the LaBelle Rhapsody?
God.
Well, I'm doing the best I can here.
Boy, that is very...
LeGarrette Blunt. Look, you bought your ticket. You knew what you were getting into.
I know.
All right.
That's awesome.
1976, December 1963. Oh, What a Night by the Four Seasons.
That's good.
I like it, too.
I like that song. Again, Mike, it's a number one song.
It's kind of goofy.
Nothing wrong with it.
All right.
Awesome. So we all agree. Can we agree, and I'm giving this thumbs up on, in 1977, Rich Girl by Hall & Oates.
Definitely.
Yeah. That is a cool tune.
Yeah, it is. And I don't even like them, and I like that song.
All right. Here we start getting into what I like to refer to as the disco era.
Okay.
All right. Night Fever by the Bee Gees in 78.
Okay.
Excellent.
I like
it,
too.
Wait. Which one's that?
Feel the night, you don't have to do it.
All right, and then the next year in 79, the Bee Gees strike again with this nugget. Don't think I didn't have this on a 45.
Listen to how high their voices get. Hang on.
Go. God, this is so awesome. Little fifth grade Danny just dancing his 45-pound ass off. Yes. All right, we get back to rock and roll in 1980 with this nugget.
What year is this for you?
1980.
You're 12?
Yeah, 12 years old.
All right. That's victory.
That's huge victory, man.
You counted victory on Bee Gees, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We don't need no thought control. You know what? I think I've heard this song probably as much as any other song in music.
Yeah, this is kind of when my rock and roll consciousness started to peak.
But I still will listen to this. I still listen to it. Although I like the Dan McDowell version better.
You want to send your wife's photo.
Love this, right?
All right, continuing on. 1981, Rapture by Blondie.
Hey.
Nothing wrong with that.
I love that
Nothing
song.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Okay, 1982, I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett. And this may be everybody's birthday song for that year, because that thing was...
I hate that song. And maybe it's because of the time and everything.
Yeah.
I don't like that song.
Not a fan either. Michael?
No.
Okay, minus... Great, great, great song. one of the most overplayed songs of the decade in 1983, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, you win.
Okay. Then we get to Jump by Van Halen, which I hated. Because I loved Van Halen, but when that keyboard sound came out, I was like, what are they doing?
That may be number one 6 months later for my birthday. Seriously. True. I mean, that was number one for that whole summer, spring and summer. No.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. They could do so much better.
1980.
Yes.
In 1985, we have I Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon.
Oh, there's your biggest loss so far. That's a bigger loss than Tommy Rowe or whatever his name is.
Oh, and the losses continue to get bigger with this one. The year I graduated high school on my birthday, this is number one.
Wow.
Oh, 100% failure.
I will sit through this these days.
What?
Yeah.
Where do you find this?
On his iPod?
No. It'll pop up on First Wave every now and then.
And then the last three, I don't know two of these, because I was listening to what you might want to call Dokken.
Yeah.
During these times. But we have Lean On Me by Club Nouveau.
Never heard of it. Is it a Lean On Me remake?
Yeah, it was a remake of the old.
It's the remake of the Bill Withers song.
Well, if it could have been Bill Withers, then maybe. Because that's a fantastic tune, but not them, right?
Who?
Club Nouveau?
That's a loss. Definite loss.
All right. How about Man in the Mirror by MJ?
No.
Not as good.
Definite loss.
No.
Not it had it by then.
Yeah, totally. And then finally, when I turned 21, when I went to the beer store to legally buy my first six-pack of Miller High Life, The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you do.
What's sing the chorus?
It. Say it loud.
Oh, God! Their anthem!
There's one good thing about that song, and that is the vocals of the great Paul Carrack. Other than that, nothing.
And it's like a chorus, right? There's a chorus back there singing that.
Yeah.
Sucked.
Mm. Well,
how many bad did you have?
As far as good to bad, 12 to 9.
Not bad.
12 out of the 21 we deemed to be cool songs. So, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, hold on. They might be wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 10 bad ones. 11 to 10.
All right.
That'll get you into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it will. All right.